I'm not a scholar or a professional in Hong Kong issues. Just a teenager, a university student, having my time in 2019 till now. What I can do is just share what I experienced, what I felt in that time and was after. It's all about belongings and home. The most shocking things come up in my mind in 2019 is the Lenin War. What you can imagine is that 18 districts in Hong Kong is full of Lenin walls. Hong Kong is a city famous for being a clean city, where you can hardly see self-initiated art in the street. For example, graffiti is strictly prohibited by Hong Kong law. The government cleans them up as soon as possible. You can hardly see anything left on the street remaining clean. But once in 2019, not knowing who began, different color of memos writing their hopes and anger began to be sticked on the wall of the street, tunnels we passing by every day, and even bus stops, shopping malls, and lifts. We had a belief that we need to voice out our needs if the government still did not hear our voice. So, Lenin War started to expand to different areas in 2019. No matter who you are, you can just have the right to write something you really want to say and cheer up others to keep standing against the government. You can even draw or making art apart from the memos. Some even drawing graffiti on their showing timeline Hong Kong people passing by between 2019 and 2020. Soon, the most beautiful Hong Kong in my eyes was finally built. Colorful memos and big art posters replaced the cold cement. When you look at the Lenin Wall, you could just realize that there are so many talented artists in Hong Kong and so many people you did not know standing by you. Although the opposites and the police would destroy the Lenin Wall by tearing the memos and poster at night, the destruction part would be replaced by more colorful memos the other day. Although some of the people will think that this is the useless method against the government, I don't mind because this is the most beautiful Hong Kong I have ever seen. After the protests, the government, although, destroyed them all. Yes, it's all gone. What's now in Hong Kong? The graffiti and Lenin Wall are erased. The government pay big effort and money to clean up these dirty things. Traces of them are left behind, but the center part is filled with cold cement color again. The government even make the chain link fence, blocking the two view sides of overpasses, so as to prevent people throwing things down the street. But imagine being a normal pedestrian, walking through overpasses like that, you could just feel that you are now getting into a new prison. If you are not politically awakened and just want to live in Hong Kong, yeah, that's not a big deal with you. But actually, everything changed if you look at the news, the Legislative Council, and the street. The rubbish bin is one of the big changes. During the protest, protesters will throw the orange rubbish bin into the road for blocking the vehicle so as to increase the economic cost of the government. Most of the rubbish bins are broken, but the government do not try to buy the new one. But replacing the old rubbish bin with just only plastic bags on the street. There is no more rubbish bin on the street. Protests can rarely be seen now. Before 2019, there is the 1st of July protest every year, the June 4th memorial ceremony in the Victoria Park every year, and protest whatever community organized. However, the police began to use the COVID protection as an excuse not to issue protest permission. Using the national security law, the police just grabs everyone who is trying to tell what they think in the street. Yes. No protest is allowed now. The news you received is not reliable. Almost all media supporting the social movement collapsed after 2020 due to the fear of national security law. The management class of other big neutral media is changed to be pro-government and pro-China persons. When you received news, you would find out that all news are not neutral, but just pro-government news would be told. For example, the A4 revolution in China in 2022. There were rare information announced in the media, but people could only find more information by themselves on the web. Previously, this would never happen. We are at the front line for any Chinese news. Because of the anti-communist nature of the A4 revolution, the media would not tell any information to Hong Kong people now. According to some media supporting the social movement, there are over 10,000 protesters arrested from 2019 till now. About 2,000 of them are prosecuted by the government, and the numbers is keep growing higher because the police will find out more evidence to prosecute the others being arrested in the movement. Above 800 protesters are prosecuted in the terms of committing in riots, which the maximum penalties is sentenced to the prison for 10 years. I got a friend just 20 years old is being prosecuted in the terms of riots too. Over 200 people are prosecuted by the national security law with 100% success in the prosecution process until now. Most of the democratic legislators are prosecuted and lost their seats in the legislative councils. The pro-communist conservatives replaced their seats with no fair election is held. No one can stand up and fight for them in Hong Kong. We can just write letters to them and help them with family stuff. But they are facing at most 10 years imprisonment with no one can really help them to fight government. Yeah, that's Hong Kong now. About the situation in Hong Kong, I have many arguments with my parents. I'm not in a large family, just consists of my father, my mother, a brother, an auntie, an uncle, and 3 cousins. Luckily, all my family members believe in fight for freedom and free Hong Kong. But we still have different viewpoints about our future life. My parents and my brother have already immigrated to UK. My 2 elder cousins moved away to Canada. My aunties, uncles, and my younger cousins are planning to immigrate to UK too. I decided to stay. Here are several conversations I have with my parents when they try to persuade me to move away. The first one is about home. I asked, "Didn't you have connection to the place Hong Kong here?" My parents answered, "Yes, but it is now not the place I have known before. Here is no longer safe and a pleasant place to stay. What's important for a family is stable, safe, and feeling pleasant to stay. So Hong Kong is no longer our home. We are leaving to find a new home." I said, "But I'm born in here, living here for 29 years. My roots rooted in this land. I can't live here giving up all the connection I built here. Hong Kong is the only home for me." My parents said, "A home should be placed under the air of freedom." And I answered, "So let me stay until we free Hong Kong." The another one is about immigration. My parents said, "Just move away with us. It is dangerous staying in Hong Kong." I said, "How can you guarantee that the place you move away will not grow unstable?" My parents said, "We can't, but at least UK is a place people can live with freedom of speech with human rights." I said, "If you decide to move away when every place grows dangerous, you will never find a place that can name as home. If the world trend is tending to go with dictatorship and world war, finally, you will get no place to move in the world." The third one is about our fellow travelers. I said, "We are lucky that we have the ability to choose to move away. But how about the others who can't bear to move away?" My parents said, "In this situation, we can just care about ourselves." I said, "But this is the first time I experienced 2 million persons in Hong Kong sharing the same thoughts with me, protesting in the street. They are my family too. How can I leave them behind?" My parents said, "Then we can put effort in helping Hong Kong people in the foreign countries. If you are not safe and can't speak what you want to speak, how can you protect them?" I said, "If everyone having ability to move away decide to move away, what's left in Hong Kong? Some are in jails and some can only choose to stay. No one will stand for them and stand by them because all of us is moving away. I feel like I'm responsible to them. Why should they get into the jail while I have joined the protest too?" My parents said, "We are glad that you are safe until now, but we cannot guarantee it in the future. Let's help them together in UK." I said, "But everyone goes. Hong Kong is no longer Hong Kong anymore. The ones staying will be silenced because no one stands by them. The ones moving away may not preserve our own culture in the next generation due to the loss in language and habits. The family of Hong Kong will break into pieces because no one stay. Finally, we cannot reach a mutual understanding about our future. Many conflicts and arguments happened. But I still choose to stay because I think it is a duty for me to protect my home. Yes, I don't know what I can do in such a situation, but at least accompanying with Hong Kong people is important. At least, I still can tell I come from Hong Kong, and I'm proud to be a Hong Konger."